We recently received a question from a listener named Patty. She asked, why are people into wearing cheese heads? I mean, we all have our personal reasons for plopping giant triangles of yellow foam on our heads or wearing wedge earrings to every single Wisconsin sporting event, from football to baseball, college to the pros. But let's go back to the beginning, to one of the first times a person cut up a piece of foam, declared it cheese, and wore it on their head. It all started with taunts from Chicago sports fans in the 1980s.
Our lovely neighbors to the south from Illinois have been affectionately calling us Wisconsinites cheeseheads for quite a period of time. And even though they love to spend their time and money up here, which is great, they call us cheeseheads.
That's Ralph Bruno.
Which didn't offend me because personally, I love cheese.
And throughout the 80s, Wisconsin dominated U.S. cheese production, churning out more than 1.5 billion pounds of cheese each year. Bruno decided he wanted to own that cheesehead insult. So while reupholstering his mom's couch in 1987, he cut out a triangle chunk of foam, burned holes into it, and painted it. He threw the hat into a bag and went off to County Stadium to tailgate with his friends before a Brewers game.
And my buddies, we were having our Pabst Blue Ribbons, and when it came time to go into the for the game, I pulled it out and put it on my head, and people started calling me a cheesehead and pointing at me.
Bruno says it shocked his friends because he considered himself a shy guy. But then
a girl came running up to me and wanted to try it on, and my buddies were watching how girls were running up to me for the first time ever. And so they were then took the hat, and we had fun playing with it throughout the game. So
2 weeks later, Bruno founded the company Foamation.
Over in this area is our, we call the main production area.
Today, Foamation employees produce everything from foam cheese bow ties to Christmas tree toppers, all in the Walker's Point neighborhood in Milwaukee. On this particular morning, one worker trims the edges off foam cheese baseball hats. CJ Williams is about to make a classic cheesehead hat. He preps the wedge-shaped mold.
So I put the wax around the little edges and stuff so it doesn't stick to it all the way. It doesn't make it rip a lot, you know.
Then he fills a cup with a bright yellow liquid.
This is the product that goes into it. This is the coloring. This is what makes the money.
Williams blends the liquid, then quickly pours it into the mold. It starts to foam and harden fast. After a bit, Williams proudly unveils a fresh cheese head.
It's actually pretty cool because, like, how many people can actually say, like, oh, I work where they make the cheese heads? And people be like, nah, they're made up in Green Bay, but they're really made here. I live in Wisconsin, you know, I always support the cheese, you know what I'm saying?
As much as Williams loves making cheese heads, people are just as proud to wear them. Cheesehead pride really hit its stride about 20 years ago. While some of the first cheesehead sightings were at County Stadium, they eventually made the leap to Lambeau Field. Again, Ralph Bruno.
In the mid-90s, when good old Brett Favre came into town, it kind of exploded on the scene there up in Lambeau. And that year, we couldn't make enough of them. We expanded our production like 600%.
And since then, Bruno has helped Wisconsinites take ownership of the word cheesehead.
It's like a badge of honor. It's really more about the essence of who we are. You don't have to be born here. It's grown outside of just about the cheese and more about the mindset of the Midwestern mentality, the openness that we have, the outgoingness that we have, not just, you know, somebody wearing a hat. It's kind of a cultural thing, I guess.
Oh, gosh darn it, don't you know, I'm a cheesehead baby, the pride of Wisconsin.
I never win at bingo.
This story about cheeseheads came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Traffic's kind of heavy. Bratwurst on the brain. Tailgate with my Chevy. The freeway's frozen hard. Covered by a blizzard. Corn cobs cooking. And cows in the barnyard. Past the 12 gauge.